I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, another Panther athlete heading to the next level, Brendan Woolsey, Mount Mercy, to play football. Brendan, congratulations. Why Mount Mercy?
I felt like it was a place where the coaches really really appreciated me, and they right from the go, he wanted me there, and it wasn't like a I kind of want you there kind of deal. It was like I want you here, and he really went all in on me, and I love to see that, and it feels great.
This is a ground floor. I mean, this is a new program that you're going to help start. What's that going to be like coming in, first ever practice, first ever game, first ever season?
It's going to be great, but it's going to be a lot of work. I mean, you got to start off with the leadership from everywhere. I mean, we don't have those older kids like you have the seniors and stuff to kind of get you going. It's going to be all freshmen and stuff like that, maybe a few transfer in. So it's going to take a lot of leadership as a freshman, and I'm ready for it. I'm excited.
It's, you know, up in Cedar Rapids, so you're not that far away from home. Did that kind of add into the decision?
For sure. I didn't really want to go out of state, but I wanted to stay. I didn't want to go too close, so I think it was like a good right in between, about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So,
what are they looking at for you there? Is it quarterback and maybe playing right away, or how has what's the coach told you about that?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm gonna be playing quarterback there, but. We're gonna have about four quarterbacks coming in, so it's gonna be all four of us competing for the job, and gonna work as hard as I can, and hopefully come out with it.
That was a little different than high school. After you're going into your senior season, you pretty much knew you were the QB1. What kind of things are they looking for for that leadership, and what you can provide for them?
I mean, a lot of things. They want a guy that can throw the ball. He likes to throw the ball, so that's always great because we throw the ball a lot here, so I'm used to that, and I like to run, so. He likes to put in those RPOs and design run plays for me. And so in practice, I just got to make sure that I'm keeping everyone in check and make sure everyone's doing our job so we can get some win in some games.
How did last fall help you with, not only, getting looked at by recruiters, but just, your overall improved play?
I think it was a big jump because with Coach Pepper and Coach Dunk on the offensive side of the ball, I feel like with the college-designed offensive scheme, it really helped me to get started for the college football play style instead of just it being like a big jump. It's not going to be as big of a jump, which will be a lot easier to deal with.
Brought up Coach Duncan and Coach Pepper. Obviously they are very instrumental in your development all the way through high school.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if without them, I don't know if I'd be anywhere near where I'm at today.
What kind of goals have you set for yourself early on, going into the new season next fall?
I set a lot of goals for myself. I want to make sure I get that starting job. If I don't, that's all right, and I'll just support the team no matter what. But I want to make sure that we get someone in some games, and I want to get in the weight room and get stronger and faster, and so I can help our team as much as possible.
I know you have played baseball in the past. Is that still something you'll do this summer?
So, for sure, I'm going to be doing it this summer right after baseball. I'll head up right up there.
And what are you going to be majoring in?
I'm going to be majoring in kinesiology.
What is that? I've heard that a lot of times. I know a lot of people have heard of that. What does that all entail?
So it's kind of like you can kind of use it in anything. You can kind of go with like the chiropractic route. You can go with the physical therapy route. So not for sure, but I know and I want to be in that area so I can choose once I finally get there.
All right, Brendan, congratulations again and best of luck to you. And, not too far away. So hopefully Panther fans can come up there on a Saturday afternoon and see QB1 maybe, we'll see if to sling the ball around.
Yep, thank you.